So now you are going to move on with the Innovation Award winners. This time, starting with the JavaScript Innovation Award, we'll be talking about the nominees of February, so packages that were published in February. Then in March, they were voted, and then in April, the results came out. So now we can talk about them. And for JavaScript, we started getting more packages. Fortunately, as I mentioned before, there has been a growth in submissions. And this month we had three nominees. Since the first one is written by Artur Sausages himself, Artur, would you like to start and talk about your package?
Sure. Let me just submit. We do. So yeah, basically what this JavaScript component does, it allows you to control your TVs, different TV that are listed there, Philips, LG, from your browser. For why such class, I can answer that I work on another third-party project, mym.io, which stands for, I think, Make Your Magic, where we develop a magic wand controller to control different devices. And my objective is to integrate it with third-party services. So I started with TVs, and interesting fact that they all share the same environment that you could all do in JavaScript. And I thought, why not? Let's create such a class. So basically here it is. And yeah, probably you can't really demo anything right now. My TVs are off, but yeah, you can select the TVs, and then it would query what keys it could send or send the text, and you could do all from your browser if your TV of course supports it. LG is with Boston Netcast, and Philips TV with Joint Space API, which I think all the newest TV have.
Yeah, it is. I found it very curious and innovative, because I've never seen anything like this before. I didn't know you could control a TV from your network. I suppose TVs have web servers to accept those requests, right?
Yeah, you can discover all TV using UPnP. Unfortunately, you can't do that in browser. That's why you need to set IP address directly. But then, yeah, they are controlled either REST APIs or WebSockets and stuff like that.
So you don't have any means to discover the IP address automatically. You need to figure it manually.
Yeah, because HTTP request can't send this msearch header to make UPnP devices respond. And even if they respond, it can't receive it. Basically, there are lots of problems in communication, but all other is possible.
Yeah. Well, that was very interesting. And on my behalf, I also like to comment about the other two packages. The first one is from Ovidio Bocar from United Kingdom. And he created a simple package that can help you to put links to share web pages on social media pages. And this package, that's what it does. And it uses the Bootstrap library to put, to show some nice links icons near those links. It's a very simple package, but still innovative compared to what we have on the site. So, congratulations for Ovidio Bocar, and he has picked a downloadable ebook by O'Reilly. And the other package that I want to comment, this one is not trivial to understand. It is a package by Jason Griffin from the United States. He has been a nice contributor with several nominated packages. And what it provides is a package that uses Node.js to monitor the activity of for instance, a group of servers. So it connects to those servers via SSH, and he monitors the changes on log files and brings the content of those log files to a central server. So that's basically what it does. And Jason sent a package for this. We don't have many Node.js packages, so they are always welcome here because Node.js is reasonably popular. So I encourage everybody else to send more innovative packages based on Node.js as well. Now, regarding the Innovation Award of 2015, actually these rankings already consider packages published on, I would say, March, right? And given that, we have here in first place Suresh Kumar from India with 2 packages and 7 points, Anders Toth with 2 packages and 4 points. Then Arthur comes with 1 package and 3 points. Then Rian Silahi, 1 package and 3 points. Then Ovidio Bokar, 1 package and 2 points. And then Jason Griffin with 1 package and 1 point. And by country, the ranking is more or less
basically the same.
Basically the same, because you still have a few packages. It's basically the same. I mean countries. So, so we have India, Hungary, Latvia, Indonesia, United Kingdom, and United States by this order, with the same points that in packages that you mentioned before, because. There is practically only one author per country that is listed that submitted packages. Well, next month, since we have more packages being nominated, this will become more interesting. Now we're going to talk about the Innovation Award PHP classes that is more competitive, as many more authors participating. Arthur, so would you like to start talking about the your preferred nominees of February 2014?
Yep, that's me. Okay, so the first class I would want to mention is PHP Native Mobile App Dispatcher by Andre Lechti from Switzerland. And what it does is that you could provide links to your apps for different platforms. And then when user visits the website, it determines your platform based on user agent and displays the proper link. So you could suggest to use native app instead of your website.
Yeah, this is very, very interesting. And because it addresses a problem that until you develop your own mobile applications, you don't know how to solve. Which is, for instance, if you have a website, but you also have a mobile application that provides a better user experience, you could redirect the user, but the user needs to go to the actual page to install that package. And depending on the device that you have, you need to go to the right page. And also, you need to compute a sort of one-time password parameters to send you to those packages, to those pages of the applications. So this is very interesting. I even have mentioned this class in an article that I talk about adapting your websites to mobile. So if you're going to develop an application, you could use this package to redirect the user to the right page to install the applications on your device.
Yeah, and Andre got 1 copy of the Zen Studio for this package. Next one I wanted to comment is Fusion Charge PHP class by Lucas de Oliveira from Brazil. And as probably lots of PHP developers that are backend developers don't really like to mangle with the front-end code, then this class provides all that you need to generate Fusion charts, charts using Fusion Charts API. It will generate the code to use, and the usage seems to be quite simple. Like, as you see, you just take the class and provide it with the data. So that's why I like it. And Lucas got one downloadable copy of PHP ED Professional for this class. Next one that I would mention is PHP Mobile Recharge API, and this class is developed by Ruptu Raj Maniar from India. And basically what this class does, it uses a carrier-specific API to recharge the balance of your mobile phone account. So you can add to your balance using a REST API. That's actually awesome. Why nobody in Latvia has that? But okay, yeah, that's a class that uses their API, and that's a great idea. And he got a PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package. Another package I wanted to mention is PHP Fast Pattern Matching by Chi Huang. And yeah, as usually, you match strings using regular expressions, for example, and you need to know the syntax, and sometimes it's a little harder than what this class allows to provide you, like a strings that you want to match, and then trying to match them, like comparing a substring system. I think it was called ternary tries, yes. And she got a 1 year server license IP to country for this package. And the last one I wanted to mention is PHP Server Stat Monitor, developed by Beth Morgan, which probably is a nickname, from Russia. And basically what this package does, it monitors the machine resources that PHP script is running on. It could monitor CPU, memory usage, swap, and RAM. And it creates its own web server to do that, so it doesn't interfere with ready applications that you have there. So probably if you're using a website there, you can query the resources on machine and based on that do something like process something in the background and stuff like that. And that's basically why this class is great. And he got one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine. I think that's it from my side. Yeah, I think you're mute. Yeah. No, again. Yeah. That's this.
Well, sorry. I think on my behalf, I also have several packages to talk about. I'm going to start precisely by this one. This is the PHP DNS Sec Library, which is a package that deals with DNSSEC, which is a standard. My mouse is behaving by itself. I don't know why. Okay, here it goes.
It's a smart mouse.
Yeah, not very smart. Anyway, this is a package that is interesting because it does something that is advanced, that deals with the DNSSEC standard for dealing with public and private keys to create records, calculate values. And if you know about DNSSEC, you'll find this package useful. So you don't have to do it by yourself. But this is for people that deal with network configuration using DNS. And this is a package by Jan Altesen from Germany. And for this package, he has chosen a downloadable copy of Commodore IDE. Another package that I wanted to comment, this one by Till Wielski from Germany as well. He has a package that is called ASQLize CLI. This is basically to parse the command line arguments, which is something that many packages do, but he also does the opposite. He can rebuild the user interface configuration. I mean, the user, the command line string So it allows you to parse an existing command line, alter, add some parameters, or remove, or parse, or do something useful, and then rewrite it so you can eventually pass it to another program that you wanted to edit the command line. So this can be useful to implement wrappers around programs, adding or removing some parameters. And congratulations to Teal for this package. It is interesting. And for this, you picked a downloadable copy of a Code Lobster Editor Professional. Next, I would like to talk about another package, which seems to be simpler, but in reality, it's something that no other class is. It basically contains all the lists of countries and states in the world. So you can do several things like checking, validating if when you are filling, for instance, forms that take addresses, you can validate the list of countries and the states to determine if they are correct. Even if you are not from that country, you don't know all the states. This class has all the information about that, and you can require, validate the countries and states. And this package was written by Richard McFriend, and he's from Nigeria. I did not get any response from him regarding the price that he wanted to pick. Maybe he's not reachable now. So if Richard is listening to this, he may still contact the site to get one of the remaining prizes. So the next package that I wanted to comment is one called PHP Math Progressions, which can calculate several types of progressions of numbers using the progression that it supports. There are a few classes that implemented math progressions for individual types of progressions, but this one is more complete because it supports all sorts of math progressions: Fibonacci, Collatz, Cauchy, Conway, and then generic arithmetic and the arithmetic progression using this formula that it shows here. And this package was developed by Ghali Ahmed from Tunisia. And for this, he picked O'Reilly, a book that he has chosen. And one last package that I want to comment, this is a bit different, when PHP Cloud API Response Parser. There is this Cloud API specification. I'm not sure if it is something defined by Zend. I think it was. And then there are several Cloud APIs that can provide that response in that format. And this package is able to parse that response and provide it for applications to handle it. It supports Amazon AWS EC2, Rackspace, and DigitalOcean. So it supports several types of packages. Cloud providers. And this package was developed by Omi Visvanan, and he didn't pick the prize in this case. We are going to talk about the Innovation Award rankings for 2015. As I mentioned, this is a more competitive ranking. And so far, individually, Angel Liechti is leading with 2 packets, 16 points, followed by Wap Morgan, 2 packets and 14 points. Vladimir Zurit with 1 packet and 10 points. Javier Perez with 1 packet and 9 points. Then Raskin Vanyamin from Russian also with the same package and points. Then Roger Maniar also 1 package and 1 point. He's from India. Nadir Latif from Pakistan, 1 package and 8 points. Rafael Rodriguez, 2 packets and 8 points. Young Yuan Rui from Korea with 1 package and 8 points. Lucas Oliver from Brazil, 1 package and 8 points. So this ranking is evolving very quickly because there are many innovative packages being sent. And this contributed for the Innovation Award ranking by country to be also more competitive. So currently, Russia is leading with 3 packages and 23 points, followed by Switzerland with 2 packages and 16 points, then Brazil, 2 packages and 15 points, and then Germany, 3 packages and 11 points, then Venezuela with 2 packages and 11 points, Chile, 1 package and 10 points, India, 2 packages and 10 points, Spain, 1 package and 9 points, Pakistan, 1 package and 8 points, and South Korea, 1 package and 8 points.